Welcome to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I have got Valerie with me, and you know it's going to be a good show because we got lots of good information and things are changing. With my little buddy here, Valerie, we can always talk about sports too, Jeremy. You know that.
Valerie can talk sports?
Basketball.
Well, basketball. Yeah. And it depends on who the basketball is. If it's ASU,
yes.
Or if it's Texas Tech, I got it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, speaking of Texas Tech, I got to brag a little bit. I sent it to Jeremy.
Oh, yep.
That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. His little nephew.
Yeah, my little 6 foot, 270-pound, 400-pound
Mongo
looking guy. In Texas Tech, you just brought this up.
Yes.
You start in defensive end, or they call it not defensive end anymore. Shows I'm old.
I thought it was still defensive end.
Yeah, I don't know, slide bar, whatever it is. But
he is
now getting, and that's what I shared with Jeremy yesterday, inquiries and letters and invitations from people to go into the draft, but to sponsor
how cool.
him, agents.
How cool is that? Because I know that's his dream.
It is his dream. And, of course, I think it's every boy's dream, I think, when you're a little kid.
Yeah, but you have to be serious. And he's been serious about it.
He is dead serious about it. But he is actually getting a bunch.
Oh, that gives me goosebumps.
To want to be his agent and show what potential to make and all that.
Yeah.
And I just hope he remembers his poor uncle Scott when he does this. But I'm very proud of him.
Throw a shout out to Jansen also.
Yes, Weatherby.
Weatherby Smith. He went to the amateur deal.
Yes.
And he just recently got out, but he did very, very, very good.
Yeah, he made it to match play the round of 64.
Yeah. Didn't four of their players went to the amateur deal?
Four Tech players, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are any of them still in it?
I don't know.
No.
All I cared about Jansen. That's all I cared about.
I was just saying, after he got out, we didn't care about anything else.
Yeah, I think the thing I'm really confused is, why isn't Scott representing, or someday, I should say, representing your nephew? You could be his agent.
Yes.
I mean, that's what you do. You're an agent.
That is true.
Have you not tried that?
No, that would. I think this is something you. This is a good example. This is where you let the people that know what they're doing
leave it to the professionals.
Let the professionals do their job.
Yeah,
that would be why you use a realtor. You know, if you're going to sell a house, but because there's a nick to how to get the right money and the stuff.
Right.
But not being unrealistic. Some of them are getting greedy, and I love the Dallas Cowboys. I've hidden that, even though you're a Bronco fan. But they're getting too greedy.
Yeah.
You know, this is getting ridiculous. No, I want 30. No, I want 40 million. I mean, my God, folks. Yeah.
When's it enough?
Speaking of you said a professional.
Uh-huh.
Same goes with you getting money to buy a house.
Yes.
So
it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah, it is. And I always explain to people why you want a realtor. Why you need to have them. And you really need to have them. And do remember, you're the buyer. You're not normally paying the realtor. That is a seller's expense. They're representing you. They're taking care of you. Get a realtor. There is no reason
not to.
Especially
on the buying side. There's,
yeah, there's
for sure.
No, even on a seller. And the reason why is because you could be leaving money on the table, or you could be doing something wrong. Or I'll tell you, for sale by owners, are the hardest things to do.
Well, actually, what's ironic, NAR, the National Association of Realtors, just came out. They said for sell by owners, 97% that don't use a realtor lose money. They could have made more money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just tells it. But explain something to me. What in the world are the feds doing? I don't make a lot of mistakes in real estate. I don't. I've done it a long, long time. At least I try not to. And if I do, I can fix them pretty quick. But this one I've been wrong on for years now. And you've been with me on this because we kept saying rates are going up.
I would have thought rates would have already been up.
Now they're kind of
stalling them a little bit. My recommendation, you get in, you get a contract, you lock in your interest rate. Be happy. Don't be greedy.
Yeah, well, it's still
rates
great
are
rates.
Too good for you to be greedy right now. Is that get your house, get locked in, and be happy.
So what are we looking at right now?
You know, if you've got good credit.
And credit matters.
Big time credit. Good credit. If you got good credit, we're going on a government, well, even a conventional loan. You're probably looking in the 3.75% range. It is good. It is very good. I actually locked one in the other day that was a really high credit score and a really large loan amount at like 3.625% interest rate, which is just unbelievable. That's just crazy. I mean, that's the cheapest I've done.
What was it?
3.625%. And it was I don't remember what type of government program, but it was a really large loan.
Well, you did mine on college, and it was something.
Yeah. I mean, rates right now just are so good. Let me throw in a thing about refinancing. I know that doesn't have anything to do with purchases, but let me just say this.
This is
be careful. Lots of scams going on. There are companies out there that all they do is refis, and they're on the phone to you all the time. I'm not kidding. People that closed at 4.5%, they're saying it's worth them to refinance. don't refinance without talking to your lender that did your loan.
Yes.
Because chances are it may not be worth it to you. And don't do it just because someone talks a good story, because it costs you money, whether you're paying it or whether it's the loan.
Or they add it back
That's
to
your
loan.
That's right. It's costing you money. Be sure that it's worth it. I mean, sure.
Before, I always kind of used a 2% spread. Is that still kind of a good rule of thumb?
No. Now you can go down more. You can go down to like one. You know, it kind of depends on your loan amount. It depends on your mortgage insurance. How well did you buy? What's it worth compared to what you paid for it? Would the mortgage insurance go away or go down?
I'm working on huge right there.
Yeah, so I'm working on a couple right now that are like in the higher fours, but the mortgage insurance was high because for some reason, whether it be credit score or whatever it was, the mortgage insurance was high. So now everything's better. Refinancing is it's a lot better of a deal. So I've got several of those I'm working on. And then if you can do a VA to VA, also if you get divorced and you have to buy your ex out, we're seeing quite a few of those right now too. So just FYI, just don't be caught off by scams. I mean, because they're all over the place right now.
And everything. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
It is. That's exactly right.
But I was just told about a loan that was so good, and she said, yeah, but it costs so much to get it. And that's important.
Yeah, right, Texas nowadays, Vet. So let's talk Texas Vet. We both love veterans.
Yes.
Veterans are our big thing. And I was talking to a veteran yesterday, and they've never bought a house. They didn't realize how good a VA loan was. So I explained to them, you know, VA is the best loan you can get. Best loan we offer is the VA loan. The Texas Vet, if you're 30% or more disabled, you get a half a point off of the Texas Vet rate. Now, I wish I would have looked it up. It's probably right now in the 3.6s. So it's probably with a half a point in the under a 3.2. But, it's 2 points.
That was five buts, folks.
Yeah,
that's
2 points.
But.
2 points. So if it's a $200,000 loan, that's $4,000 to get you, say 3.2. Well, if you can get 3.625, 3.75 on a regular VA, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I would sit and let's do the numbers. But I probably do, not that Texas Vet is not good, but I probably do a handful of Texas Vets all year. I do a handful of VAs every month. So I just would look at it. I don't know that it's the best thing for you. Just because you see a cheap rate, okay? And that, again, is where some of the dot-coms and the internet people are, is we're going to offer you 3.25 on a 30-year loan. Well, it's going to cost you out the wazoo. Look at the numbers. Don't be caught off by that. Because I have people all the time that...
And what's even worse is what's happened, and again, this has happened just 2 weeks ago.
Right.
It wasn't my... I was a listing person, so I was on the other side. And the lady was crying. We want people. Well, you know why? They got a internet loan. I'm not gonna say which one, but you know exactly which one. I think you might have just said it. And they were so happy because they were bragging about the rate, because we were all sitting outside and guaranteed in the little area, you know, before you go in. Was that why she came out crying? Because it cost so much money, and they didn't have it. She was on the phone to her parents, and she's my age, to see if she could get the money to put it in her account to go get a cashier's check to get it, because they didn't have it. And I thought, well, why didn't they have this information before closing, which is another thing you're supposed to have by law.
3 days.
Which apparently doesn't happen.
No, the dot-com people, they do it themselves and they do it early. Now, I will tell you, there are times that I will disclose early for the 3 days. And what I always, my canned answer is, this is going to be very close. Because I have to have you sign it 3 days in advance, and I'll get you if we're still waiting on something coming in.
Yeah, and there's always something.
That's the best way to do it. But they're always going to be very close. But sometimes those are from this direction to that direction. I mean, so again, it's not that I'm against the dot-com people, but it's just like sometimes what you see, you know, if you look in people's eyes, you see something different than you see if you just have them over the computer.